8.10 Part 2
What were the dragons like?
Well, they're obviously told by the producers to be really unfriendly and aggressive. So I remember thinking, when the doors opened and we walked in, what I wanted to do was just to smile at one of them. That was my way of making myself relaxed. And I looked at Deborah Meaden, because she was in the middle, and I smiled at her. But she just, you know, stared at me, stony-faced, to make me feel nervous. And it worked.
Did you think you did a good presentation?
Yeah, we did. But Jake, he usually never gets anything wrong. He forgot his first words, and he just never does that. So we both thought, when he got the introduction wrong, that it was going to go badly, but it didn't.
So what happened after you'd done your pitch?
Yeah, well, four of the dragons said, I'm out. They said they weren't interested. So we were feeling pretty depressed, pretty negative.
And then?
The last dragon was Peter, and he's quite scary. He's incredibly tall, over 2 metres. And at first, he really criticised us. But then he told us he had a big chain of camera shops called Jessop's, and they were starting online printing and photo framing as part of their business. And then he said, I've got 15 guys in Hong Kong trying to do what you guys are doing, but you guys are doing it better. I'm going to offer you both a job.
Were you very surprised?
Totally, because it had never happened on Dragon's Den before. In 10 years, they'd never offered someone a job.
So he offered you jobs just like that?
Well, his offer was that he wanted to have our business and for us to work with him at Jessop's.
With a good salary?
Very.
So what did you do?